Charger, a hoe, which is a kind of metal spade whose edge, which is used for digging the earth, is sharper than a regular spade, and it was also used for scraping off the earth off of a plow when earth got stuck there. Be it as it may, the Mishnah says that charger shenifgam, if the bottom of this hoe, the part that was sharp and really used for digging, if that broke or part of it came off, tome, the item, the hoe, can still become tome, achinot l'rubay, until the majority of the bottom part of the hoe, the main part of the hoe which is used, is taken off. Now, this hoe is essentially made up of two different parts. You've got the long stick, which is the handle, and then you have the part at the end of the stick, which is the main part of the hoe, used for digging into the earth. Now, in order to connect the handle to the main part of the hoe, there was a small cylinder, which was hollow at the top of the bottom part of the hoe, that main part which did the actual digging, the actual spade itself. And the Mishnah says that Nishbar Makufay, if this cylinder breaks such that you're no longer able to attach the handle to the rest of the spade, then Tahar, to the rest of the hoe, then Tahar, it can no longer become Tomei, because it can't be used anymore if you're not able to attach the handle to it. Continues the Mishnah, Kurdaim, a axe. And we're talking about such an axe that on one side is a regular blade of an axe. It's wider and it's used for actually chopping the wood. But on the other side of this blade is a narrower and, I guess, sharper blade, which could be hit against smaller pieces of wood in order to chop them, but in a different motion. Be it as it may, in the middle of this double-edged blade would again be a small hollow area into which the handle could be placed and attached. So the Mishnah says that shenital ushbay. Firstly, if the thinner, sharper side of the blade comes off, tomei, it can still become tomei menebes bekuai because of the wider blade, which still remains attached to the handle of the axe, nital beis bekuai. Likewise, if the wider blade gets taken off, tomei mipnei ushpoi, the axe can still become tomei because of the thinner and sharper blade, which still remains attached to it. However, once again, nishbar makufoi, if the hollow part in the middle into which the handle is placed, if that breaks off, then tohar, the axe can no longer become tomei since it can't be used without a handle attached to it. Mishadalit magrifa, a shovel which is used for removing the ashes and the remaining parts of a fire which burnt in an oven or a stove, and instead of the shovel ending as just one long stick, at the tip of the stick, the handle, there was a piece that went horizontally such that it would be shaped like a T. You'd have that long handle, and at the top you would have another stick going in the different direction. So this shovel was shaped in a very similar way to rowing sticks, essentially, that also have a little piece at the end such that it's shaped similar to a T. And this was used in order they would be able to grip onto the shovel more efficiently. The Mishnah says, Magrefa shenitla kapo, if the end, the main part of this shovel, which is used for getting rid of the ashes and that which is in the stove, if that gets taken off, such that you're left with only the stick part, tameyah, the stick part can still become tomei, mipneishi kukurnas, because now you're able to use it as a kind of hammer. If you turn it round, then the top part of this T-shape, which until now was used as the handle of the shovel, now that can be the tip, which can be used as a kind of hammer. The Rav Meir, that's the opinion of Rav Meir, but Chachom Metarim, but the Chachom say that it can no longer become tomei, because this is a totally different purpose than that which the kli was designated for until now. So unless he specifically and explicitly designates it for that, it's just considered to be a regular broken shovel. Rav Meir argues because, according to Rav Meir, this is sort of the assumed replacement of the purpose of this shovel. The vast majority of people whose shovel would break and they're able to now use it as a hammer would indeed use it as a hammer. So even though it is a totally new designation of that kli, since that's the assumed purpose and it's assumed that people are not just going to throw the shovel away but they are indeed going to use it as a hammer, it can therefore become tomei even without him explicitly designating it for that purpose. Migeira shenitlu shenel achzim v'ntayim, a saw whose teeth, that refers to each of those sharp points which run along the length of this saw, if every other tooth comes off. So half of the teeth come off, but You still have teeth running across the entire saw. The Mishnah says, Tahira, it can no longer become Tomei, because such a saw cannot be used properly anymore. However, Nishtar bo meloya sit b'mokam echad, if there remains the length of a sit, which is the distance between one's index finger and his middle finger when they are stretched apart as much as possible. The distance between the tips of those fingers is called a meloy hasit. If there is such a length on the saw remaining of teeth all next to each other without any of them having come off, then tomeo, it can still become tome, the entire saw, since it can still be used using that part of the saw to cut. Hamatzod, this is a kind of axe, this time which only has a blade on one side of the tip of the stick, the hot ismel, a small knife which is used for doing a bris milah, a circumcision on a baby, the hamafseles. This consists of a flat piece of metal which is attached to a wooden base. And this was pretty much the olden day sanding. They would smoothen wood by rubbing this piece of metal against the rough wood in order to soften it. So the mafselis refers to the metal part, the hamakdeach. This is equivalent to the modern day drill, just that obviously they would have to twist and rotate it themselves. Shenifkemu, if parts of these items broke off slightly, tameim, they can still become tomei as long as they are still fit for use. However, nital chesumon, if the actual blade at the tips of any of these items, the sharp part which was very important for the use of these items, if that gets taken off, then tahirin, meaning it breaks off, tahirin, then the items can no longer become tomei because they're no longer fit for their original function. And if any of these items split into two, tomein, they can still become tomei because in general they are still usable, at least to a certain degree, except for the drill of the times of the Mishnah, because if that has been split into two, then obviously it can no longer be used. You're unlikely to be able to make a hole with it once it's been split into two, and even if you can, it won't be strong enough to hold anything, and therefore it can no longer become tomei. And the wooden part of the mafseles that was mentioned earlier in the Mishnah, which was used for softening rough edges, it was a metal piece attached to the wooden base, so the wooden base itself, if it is by itself and the metal piece is not attached to it, then tahira it cannot become tomei because it obviously cannot fulfill its function without the metal piece, and the metal piece is the main part of that kli. Mishnah Hey, a metal small needle which is used for sewing has one end which is very sharp and pointy in order to be able to place the needle into the material that was being used. And on the other end of the needle gets slightly wider, and there is a hole through which the thread which is being sewn is put. And the Mishnah says that machat shintel harira, if the end which has the hole in, as can be shown on the diagram, if that gets taken off, then a uktza, or if the other end which has a sharp point, if either of those gets taken off, tahira, the needle can no longer become tomei because it's now useless. It needs both ends to be in their full state, one end being sharp, one end having that hole, in order to be able to sew using that thread. However, even once it is broken, there is a possible replacement use of that broken needle, namely to assist in the process of stretching a piece of material which has already been woven. If they wanted to stretch it, they would place it on a wooden flat piece, and they would stick things like needles into each of the corners in order to keep it there for a long time in that stretched state. And such a needle, even once the needle has been broken, could be used for that. It wouldn't need to be so sharp because it can just be stuck into the wood in the corner of the material. And therefore, im hiskina lemituach, if the owner of that needle explicitly designated it for use as part of this process of stretching the woven material, then tomeo it would be able to become tomei. However, since this is not an automatic assumption that once the needle is broken it's going to be used for that, so without him explicitly designating it for that new purpose, it cannot become tomei. Continues the Mishnah, shel sakoyin, a needle used by people who sew sacks, these needles are thicker, shenitel harira, if the end which has a hole in it breaks, Tameya, the needle can still become Tomei, Mimeshu Kaisevba, because he's able to use the needle to write. We learned at the beginning of this perek about the Mishnah's equivalent of a whiteboard, or a chalkboard that was made out. It was basically a board of wax into which they could carve writing, and then later on they were able to smooth over the wax in order to, as a sort of erase it, and be able to write something else there. So the sharp end of this needle could be used for writing in that wax tablet. A regular needle is too small, the end is too sharp to be useful as writing on the wax tablet, but this needle, which is thicker, and therefore its sharp end is also thicker, that could be used for writing on this wax tablet, and therefore it can still become Tomei, even once it can't be used for sewing, because the other end came off. And over here, this is true even if he doesn't explicitly designate it for that purpose, because the majority of people would use this as a way of writing on the wax tablet once it became not fit for sewing. So it's more of an automatic designation for that new purpose, and therefore it still has the status of a kli and it can become Tomei. But Nital Uktzar, if that sharp end gets taken off, then even if the other end, the end which has a hole in, still remains Tahira, it can no longer become Tomei, because it can't be used for sewing and it can't be used for writing on the wax tablet. The third type of needle is a needle shel mituach, which is used for actually stretching the woven piece of material in that process that we mentioned earlier on in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says that benkach ubenkach, whether it has the end of the hole or it has the sharp end still attached to it, tameya, it can still become tomei, because it doesn't need either of those ends in order to be used for stretching the woven material. The Mishnah now goes back to talk about the first of the three needles that have been talked about in this Mishnah, Machat Shehel Sochaluda, a regular needle used for sewing, which became rusty. Im Akeves Satfira, if there is so much rust that it prevents the needle being used for sewing, it could be that it no longer has that sharp end that can just be placed through the material, because there's so much rust around it, then Tahira, it can no longer become Tomei, because it hasn't got a use, Vim Lav. But if not, if you're still able to use it for sewing, despite the rust, then Tameya, it can still become Tomei. Tsinoya, this is a needle that ends in two different sharp ends, similar to a fork, essentially. It's a piece of metal that at the end of it, it splits into two, and it was used for stoking the meat, moving it about as it's cooking or being roasted, but it can only really be used for that purpose if the two teeth of this piece of metal, the two tips, are bent such that they go in a kind of right angle at the end of the rest of this metal piece. Then they can be used, you can hold onto the meat in that way. However, if you straighten out those teeth of the feet of the fork such that it looks like a fork that we use for eating, then it can no longer really be used efficiently for roasting the meat. So the Mishnah says that Shapshota, if he straightens out those metal pieces to Haira, it cannot become Tomei, but Kfafa, if he then bends the pieces at the end, then Chazal Tomasa, it would go back to being Tomei. For example, if the metal Sinoira became Tomei, as soon as you straighten out that end of the kli, it loses the status of being a kli, so it would immediately stop being Tomei. But as soon as you bend the end of the kli once again for it to be used for roasting the meat, then it would once again be a kli, and as per the rule that we learned at the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, the 11th Perek, a metal kli, once it becomes Tomei, and then it stops being a kli, and then it returns to being a kli once again, Midra Bonon, it goes back to its original Tumah status, and therefore it would once again be Tomei. So this is a fascinating case, where in a matter of seconds, one can take away the status of a kli from this item, and then give it back, and it would become Tomei, Tohar, Tomei, Tohar, just with a slight move of the tip of this kli. Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah tells us a rule with regards to kelim which are made up of a wooden part and a metal part, and they haven't got a kli kibble, they're not able to hold or contain things, and therefore we need to define whether the kli is considered to be a metal kli, and the wooden part is just secondary, and then it would be able to become tome. Or if it's a if the primary part of the kli is wooden, then none of it would be able to become tome, because it's all defined as a wooden kli, which would need to be able to hold something in order to become tome. So the Mishnah says, Eitzam Shamish Samateches. If the wooden part serves the metal part, then the metal part is considered to be primary, and tome, all of it can become tome. The status of the entire kli, even the wooden part, follows the primary part of that kli. Whereas if the metal is there to serve the wood, and the wood is considered primary, then tahira, the entire item, cannot become tome. Ketzad, how so? What's the explanation? What's an example of this rule? Pesachasal 8, the handle of a key, which is made of wood, v'hapinshela, whereas the actual teeth at the end of the item, which serve as the actual key itself, that is made of shomateches, it's made of metal. Afilu achas, even if one of those teeth, which serve as the main part of the key which opens up the lock, even if one of them is made out of metal, that's enough to make it considered to be a metal utensil, that tomei can become tomei. However, Pesachas Shomateches, if the part to which he would hold on to is made of metal, but the pinchelos shel eitz, all of the teeth at the end are made of wood, that's considered to be the primary part, and tahira, the entire kli cannot become tomei because the primary part is wooden. Next example, Tabas Shomateches, if there is a metal ring, the chesom shela, and the signet, which can be used to stamp things, and is attached to the ring, shel almoig, that is made of coral that grows on the seabed. It has the status of a wooden item that can only become tome if it can hold things. The Mishnah says that tomeya, such a ring can become tome because the main part of the ring is the ring itself, not the signet. And for the same reason, if you've got the opposite case where tabas shel almoig, the actual ring is made of coral, v'chesom shelo shel mateches, and the signet part is made of metal, tahira, it cannot become tome, because it all has the status of the main part of the ring, which cannot become tome since it can't hold things. Hashen, the tooth part of a key, that refers to the end of the key that actually opens the lock, as opposed to the handle, the rest of the key which is just used to grip the actual key part. The Mishnah says, Hashen shebatas shebapesachas, the tooth of a type of key that is made from a metal sheet, and it's a much wider key than a normal key, or if it's part of a pretty standard key, but we're talking about such a key that can be used even once it's detached from the bit which grips onto it, it can become tome even when it's by itself, since it can still be used even if only with difficulty.